10 p.m. news with Harrison Ashutiku. First, the headlines. Nigerian refugees in the Minawa camp in the far north region have received food supplies worth over 100 million CFA francs from Cameroon's presidential couple. The government of Cameroon has raised a sum of 335 billion CFA francs from the international financial market for the effective implementation of the 2024 state budget. The 2024 National Interpols kicked off today in Yaoundé with Union Sportive of Abongbang, Athletic Sports Academy of Kribi and Volcan of Noon winning their first matches. The news in full. Nigerian refugees living in the Minawa camp in the Mayo Sanaga division in the far north region have received food supplies from Cameroon's presidential couple to the tune of 100 million CFA francs. While handing out the assorted food items to the beneficiaries, the governor of the far north region, Mijiyawa Bakari, called on the refugees to be law-abiding. Amos Enonyaket Agbo reports from CRTV Far North.
Ali Shuek is one of the thousands of Nigerian refugees living at the Minawa War Refugee Camp who is grateful to the Cameroonian presidential couple Paul and Chantal Biya for providing them with assorted food items.
For months, we have been stranded without food on our table. With the assistance of the President of the Republic, His Excellency President Paul Biya, we are very grateful to him and to the family of Cameroon in general.
To the officials of the United Nations High Commission for Refugees, the Cameroonian head of state, Paul Biya, is a champion, always supportive to the cause of refugees. Cesar Chilombo is the interim resident representative of the UNHCR in Cameroon.
The president has allowed the law recognizing the refugees to give the same right to refugees as Cameroonians. Every time when we have a problem for refugees, the president always intervenes.
While handing out the presidential relief food items to the refugees in Minawao, the governor of the Far North region, Mijiyawa Bakari, reminded the refugees to be law-abiding and assiduous.
Cameroon remains a land of hospitality. Since the month of April, the food item had been considerably reduced.
Added to the food items, a 100 hectares farmland has been provided to the refugees by the Cameroon government, where they are already farming rice on 40 hectares and the remaining 60 hectares for other food crops. Minawao, Amos Enonyaket Agbo, CLTV News.
The government of Cameroon has raised 335 billion CFA francs from the international financial market in the United Kingdom following a recent visit undertaken to London by the Minister of Finance, Louis-Paul Motazé, coming just a week after the July 22nd presidential decree authorizing the Minister of Finance to obtain 336 billion CFA francs from international financial institutions. Yesterday's move in London underscores government's resolve to ensure the effective implementation of the 2024 state budget. In the following analysis, senior reporter TK Julius examines the context under which Cameroon is struggling to obtain loans both on the domestic and international financial markets.
It was on the 22nd of July 2024 that President Paul Biya signed the decree authorizing the Minister of Finance to obtain 336 billion CFA francs as loans from international financial institutions and 288 billion CFA francs from domestic public securities. With the 335 billion already raised in London alone, just a billion CFA francs is left for the government to record a 100% success rate. This development is coming at a time when the government is bent at ensuring the effective realization of the 7,212.5 billion CFA francs 2024 state budget of Cameroon, which had been increased following the presidential ordinance modifying the 2024 finance law. No one should be oblivious of the security challenges Cameroon has been grappling with in the far north, northwest, and southwest regions. These challenges, plus the ongoing conflict between Russia and Ukraine and other global crises, are depriving the country of enormous financial resources, thereby pushing the government to resort to borrowing to meet up with her revenue projection. Government's move is also a clear indication that come rain, come sunshine, highly needed infrastructural, energy and other projects contained in the 2024 state budget must be realized to help significantly improve on the living conditions of the population while curbing inflation and underdevelopment.
Take it, Julius. The Minister of Public Health has appealed to households across the national territory to welcome and collaborate with agents responsible for conducting a survey on the prevalence and incidence of HIV infections in the country. Minister Manauda Malashi was speaking in Yaoundé today while launching the data collection phase for the Cameroon Population-Based HIV Impact Assessment, CAMFI 2024. The event was attended, amongst others, by the U.S. Ambassador to Cameroon, Christopher John Lamora, and the World Health Organization country representative, Dr. Fanuel Habimana. George Mwam reports.
HIV prevalence has been on a downward trend in Cameroon since 2004, and current statistics indicate a 2.7% rate. This is according to results of the 2018 Demographic and Health Survey, which, as the U.S. Ambassador to Cameroon, Christopher John Lamora, admits, enabled the country to have clear information about the infection rate of its population.
98% of people who have HIV knowing they have it, 95% of those who know they have it being on treatment, and about 85-86% of people who are on treatment having their viral load suppressed.
However, these data revealed a situation of mixed epidemiology with a high burden of concentration among key age groups, which the next population-based impact assessment will help address.
We need to be able to target more and more precisely where those people are whom we are missing. It's going to allow us to target our assistance to people we have missed and make sure those people get on treatment and get their viral load suppressed.
The survey, which will be carried out in all confidentiality, will involve 15,360 randomly selected households with close to 30,000 people to be interviewed based on informed consent. The project, aimed at testing adults aged 15 years and above and supported by the U.S. President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, PEPFAR, will enable government and its partners to assess the coverage and impact of HIV services, identify HIV-related risk behavior and drug resistance among patients, in order to determine the efficiency of the prevention program.
George Mwam. The Minister of Secondary Education has held a meeting this Thursday in Douala with mobile financial partner companies to revamp the unique identification number for students of secondary schools. Minister Nalova Lyonga says this project will help ease traceability, accountability and transparency of the school map. Details with Rabiatu Jingi Abdulaziz from CRTV Littoral.
For 6 years now, fraud cases, long payment process, high operation cost are some of the challenges encountered with the online registration platform. To help curb this problem, the Ministry of Secondary Education has come up with some innovations. Joel Ako is an IT consultant for MINISEC.
This platform is going to serve students and parents on the go to search and get their matricles. So students who existed last year in the secondary schools, the students will no longer need to provide their names, their class, date of birth. They've been doing that for the past years. With the Carte Scolaire 1CM platform, schools are going to log in and have access to their list.
Mobile money operators and banks present during the consultation meeting have applauded this initiative by MINISEC, as it will go a long way to promote financial digitalization. Achille Gambo is a mobile money operator.
The unique identifier has always been asked, so it is timely, as it will help in collecting the different school fees demanded by the Ministry of Secondary Education.
It should be noted that the unique identification is attributed from Form 1 till upper 6th and can never be given to any student, be it in the public or private school. Rabiatu Jingi Abdulaziz, CRTV News, Douala.
The Minister of Arts and Culture has applauded efforts made by Cameroon's advisor at the Ethnological Museum in Berlin towards the repatriation of Cameroon's heritage art in museums in Germany and Switzerland. Minister Bidung Pat was speaking in Yaoundé today during a meeting with advisor Lograng Chachuang, who appealed for more government support and collaboration in order to succeed in his mission. In the following excerpt of an interview, the deputy director of the National Museum, Eta Ojong Ivan, highlights the procedure through which the objects will be brought back to Cameroon.
Repatriation to Cameroon is a very important and symbolic element because it involves a national memory. And at the time that most of these heritage objects were taken, Cameroon was not yet a state, so you understand that there are lots of stakes involved. And that's why it's taken us a little bit of time to set up a national strategy which will guide us through this project. And so it was a question to let our German partners and Swiss partners who wish to visit Cameroon already, to let them know that after the approval of the national strategy, the Cameroonian government will inform them on when to come so we can sit on the table and discuss. We can't go in for negotiations without a solid document that guides us on our part on how to conduct the repatriation issue.
The deputy director of the National Museum, Eta Ojong Ivan. Over 400 veterinary professionals participating at the first ever veterinary symposium in Yaoundé have been challenged to step up production and be innovative so as to meet up with the import substitution policy. This was the key message in the inaugural discourse dished out by the Minister of Livestock, Fishery and Animal Industries, Dr. Tiger. The Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, Professor Jacques Famindongo, while giving the kickoff of the symposium, reiterated that training and professionalism are essential elements to attain the SND 30. Elizabeth Bonbonneagbo tells us more.
The concept of import substitution policy introduced by the head of state in 2020 has been yielding positive fruit in the field of veterinary medicine, but much still has to be done as far as the importation of fresh fish, milk and other dairy products are concerned. Highlighting on the role of veterinary medicine in import substitution policy in an inaugural discourse at the first ever veterinary symposium, the Minister of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industries, Dr. Tiger, challenged the over 400 participants from across the country to diverse strategy to boost production, be innovative, and embrace the spirit of entrepreneurship so as to align to the new dawn. With over 50,000 tons of fish imported on a yearly basis in Cameroon and $25 billion spent on the importation of milk, let alone the importation of medicines used in producing feeds, Dr. Tiger reiterated it is possible to change the trend. On his part, the Minister of Higher Education, Professor Jacques Famindongo, in his opening address stressed quality training and professionalism are major pillars of SND 30s. The first ever veterinary symposium is unfolding on the theme Advancing Excellence in Veterinary Medicine by Transforming Veterinary Education for a Sustainable Future.
Women in Cameroon are joining their peers across the globe to commemorate World Breastfeeding Week that will run till the 7th of August 2024. This year's edition, pegged on the theme Breastfeeding Support for All, highlights the need to raise awareness about breastfeeding and its advantages on curbing infant mortality rates. For more on the importance of breastfeeding, let us listen to Dr. Piki, a pediatrician at the Fulan District Hospital in Yaoundé. She spoke to Leslie Mangni.
The theme of this year is aimed at bridging the gap and providing breastfeeding support for all mothers, for as many mothers as are willing to do exclusive breastfeeding. We know that breastfeeding can be a stabilizer in the society. Children need breast milk to grow healthy, and the mothers also need an environment that is conducive for them to breastfeed. So this year, the theme is aimed at bringing to the doorstep of each breastfeeding mother who is willing to do exclusive breastfeeding for as long as it is required. And this team aims this year at providing support for these mothers who are willing to go the extra mile to give their baby the best. As we know, breast milk is the best and it is what is most recommended for our babies. Usually it has been found out that the working environment, which is not breastfeeding friendly, is one of the major causes why mothers will wean their children early or start introduction of breast milk substitutions earlier than 6 months period.
In news out of the country, a court in Guinea has sentenced former military ruler Moussa Dadis Camara to 20 years in prison for crimes against humanity. The charges stem from one of the worst massacres in the nation's history, the killing of more than 156 people after troops opened fire at a rally held in September 2009 to demand a return to civilian rule. Mr. Camara took part in a coup when longtime President Lassane Conte died in 2008, but he fled the country after surviving an assassination attempt not long after the massacre. He returned from exile in Burkina Faso in 2022 to face justice, insisting that he was innocent. And in sports, the 2024 National Interpools kicked off today in Yaounde with the one matches in Pool A and B. At the Fekafu Technical Center in Odia, Union Sportive of Abombang defeated Options of Bamenda by 2-1 in the first Pool A match, while Sporting of Mara and Botafogo of Douala played a 1-1 draw in the second match. Over the CAF Excellence Center in Bankomo, Athletic Sport Academy won Creamy of Garoua by 2-1, while Volcan of Noon defeated Geraldine's Athletics 2-0. That brings us to the end of the 10 p.m. news on the national station of the CRTV, read by Harrison Ashu Tiku.